Okay, good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer, and this is case number 1180193 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Brandon Riggs. Is that you?
That is me.
Okay, excellent. The time right now is 3 o'clock. It is October 9th, 2018, and I am noting for the record that no one is here on behalf of the city, but because this is the date and time scheduled for this proceeding, we're going to go ahead and proceed with an evidentiary hearing. I just have a couple of opening remarks to make, and then we'll go into some housekeeping tasks or just questions, real brief questions, and then we will go ahead and I'll take your testimony regarding why you believe that I should find the tow is invalid or otherwise unjustified. And so the first thing I want to go over with you is that as an administrative hearings officer, I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation, and so I have no interest, personal interest in the outcome of this case. My main focus is to figure out and to decide whether or not the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle, whether or not they followed the correct laws and procedures when they ordered the tow. And so there are some administrative rules that I have to follow, which includes a rule which states that a hearings officer must find a tow valid if the person who ordered the tow followed the correct laws and rules based upon the evidence and the facts. So if after a review of all the evidence, including the documents in the record and listening to your oral testimony, if the evidence demonstrates that the parking officer who ordered the tow followed the correct laws and rules, then I am compelled to find that the tow is valid. If that is the case, then if the tow is valid, then I will have to find that you be remaining liable for the towing and storage fees associated with the tow. However, if the evidence demonstrates that the parking officer did not follow a correct law or rule, or the facts are not supported by the evidence in the record, then I will find that the tow is invalid, and in that case, I will order that you be reimbursed for any towing and storage fees you paid. So those are my only two options today. I don't have any ability to reduce any of the fees. I have to just go either valid or invalid, and that's what I'm going to be concluding. It's possible I may have a decision for you today. However, I may choose to hold off on making a decision until I sit down and draft the order. And what I will do, if that's the case, is I will let you know what my decision is by mailing that order to you with my findings of fact and explaining how I came to my conclusions, and I will also be mailing that to the city. So do you have any questions about the standard that I'm going to be utilizing when I make a decision?
No, I do not.
Okay. So let's go ahead and turn to the few questions that I have in order to verify that the information we have for you is correct and that we're ready to go ahead and move forward. Did you happen to pick up a packet of information at the front window before you came into the hearings room?
Yes, I did.
And did you have enough time to review it?
Yes.
Okay, great. So that will be the information that the city submitted on behalf of their case. And so one thing I want to do is also check in with you to make sure we have a good mailing address for you. Did you happen to receive a notice of hearing at your residence?
Yes.
Mailed to you? Okay, great. The address that we mailed you, that notice, is going to be sent, the same address that I'm going to mail to you my decision, so I want you to look out in the next couple of weeks for that mail for my decision.
All right.
And then there should have been a document entitled Tow Hearing Statement of Rights also sent to you with that notice?
Yes, and I have had time to review that as well.
Okay. Do you have any questions about your rights today?
No.
Okie doke. So one thing that I want to mention to you is that the record does include a copy of the audio recording from today's proceeding. And one thing that we can do with the audio is we can upload a copy of it to the hearings office website and make it available electronically so that you don't have to come down if you need access to it. However, if someone is savvy enough to find your case number and to Google it and to punch that into the hearings office website, that third person or whomever might be able to access the recording. So I like to give folks a chance to tell me if they object to us putting a copy of the audio on our website or if they are okay with it. So what would you like to do as far as the audio is concerned?
I am okay with it being on the website.
Okay, so we'll have that up there in about 72 business hours. And With that being the case, I just want to make sure that you don't say anything that perhaps you're not okay with having on the internet for potentially into perpetuity, since you know nothing really ever goes away. So don't give me your social security number and birthday today.
Okay.
Okay. Okie doke. So one thing that I need to do before I place you under oath is I'm going to figure out what documents to admit into the record. And when you look at the documents that you were handed at the window, there should have been the first cover page with the blue bar stating your name. And then there are some exhibits listed. You indicated that you had time or had enough time to look at what parking enforcement submitted. My question to you now is, did you see anything that parking enforcement submitted that you believe I need to exclude or toss out because it's completely irrelevant?
Irrelevant, no, but I don't know if my quality of photos are the same as yours, but they are quite blurry. I don't know how.
And mine are too.
Okay.
Our copier is pretty good at duplicating pretty close to what I have, and so I did note that the photographs are pretty blurry. So, you know, I can take them for what they're worth,
yeah.
And you can also explain to me how much stock I should put into that. And I've just been reminded to ask you to just you can move the microphone closer to you, or you can move closer to the microphone, but we do need your voice to be a little bit louder on the recording. So thank you. Okay, so I do think that everything that I have from you as well as parking enforcement is relevant, so I am gonna go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 9. And anything you want to point out as far as accuracy, inaccuracy, how much weight I should give a certain document is for you to tell me today. At this time, I will place you under oath, so please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Riggs. Tell me what's going on here. I see some photographs of some signage and an allegation from parking enforcement that your vehicle is parked in a reserve zone.
Yes. So I will just read from my original submission. I parked in front of a sign clearly indicating that the space was paid parking, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Photographic evidence was submitted. I don't know if you have my photograph.
I have everything you submitted.
Okay. And I would claim that it is the duty of those changing the normal parking rules in a zone to clearly and without contradiction mark the changes and appropriate signs, especially in a place that parking is normally okay, as this is a street where I have parked many times before. It's right in front of my building. And this was a large inconvenience. I've had to take off multiple days of work for this hearing, for example, and then getting the car from the towing. And have foregone wages, etc.
Okay. It is certainly a huge hassle to have your vehicle towed. I certainly agree with you there. As far as just the energy needed to expend to get to a hearing. So, okay. I am looking at your photograph. So it's a pay to park sign with a double arrow. So this is the sign that you saw and parked closest to. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And even using evidence from the people who took the blurry photographs, you might be able to tell that it is there from the angle of the photo they gave. But that was the only sign visible to me. In the foreground or background, you can see a much higher sign that was covered with a bag at night that is not visible to the driver through that tree. So I contend that since this sign clearly indicates that it's the normal parking zone and the other sign that they seem to be citing is not visible to the driver, that it is invalid for them to have towed me.
Okay. So let's talk about what the parking officer submitted. And I'm looking at Exhibit 6, the tow hearing report. He or she wrote, and I'm looking here towards the middle of the page, delineator barricade number installed August 6th. Says it was verified or installed August 6th, 7:47 a.m. And then he or she goes on to write, as my pictures show, the space was reserved by that company during these hours. And that is why the vehicle was cited and towed. So I don't have very much here as far as questions. For me, I'm looking at, well, when were these temporary signs installed or displayed?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's see, your vehicle was towed on September 12th. So according to the parking officer, the bags or temporary signs were installed over a month before you parked. Is there anything you want me to know about this document or any of the information on this document or anything on the parking citation specifically?
I would call into question the line that says their photographs show that this is clearly marked. First of all, the quality of the photo, I would say compared to mine, is questionable. And my photo, you can time check on my phone or since I'm under oath, but that was taken the morning of the tow where that sign is clearly shown.
So the photograph you submitted, was it taken before or after the tow?
Immediately after the tow, while my car was in the impound or whatever
okay.
it's called.
So when you discovered that your vehicle had been towed?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about, let's focus on the photographs that the parking officer took and tell me about those in relationship to what you saw in your photograph.
In my photograph, basically what I saw while I was parking is what's in my photograph. I assume these are pictures that they took of my car while it was parked. I don't think they clearly show that the sign was visible. In fact, I think they would support my argument that from the angle where I'm parked at, the bagged sign is not visible to the driver and that the sign that indicates it is okay to park there is visible. And much more so than the other sign.
Okay. Well, my attention is drawn to, on the first, on Exhibit 8, where the document has four photographs, my attention is drawn to the lower right-hand corner photo, because I think what's being depicted here is probably the sign you're referring to in your photograph, which is obstructed by the tree. Is that right? Or correct me if I'm wrong.
No. So in my photograph, you can kind of see behind the tree, barely through the leaves, that would be the same sign in the bottom right-hand corner of Exhibit A. But this sign in the foreground is that there's another sign immediately next to my vehicle.
Got it, the passenger side of your vehicle?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so when you parked, did you see any of these temporary signs at all?
No, that is why I parked there. But, and like I said, this is normally always a pay-to-park, even in, if you, I were to have parked a space or two ahead where the other sign may have been visible. So I think, once again, it is the private company who's reserving the spaces to clearly and without contradiction mark the spot that is reserved.
One thing that I'm looking at now is I'm trying to decipher if I can see anything displayed on the sign. And the best photograph appears to be the first photograph in Exhibit 9. I see some dates. Looks like August 7th through October 7th. And then this space, towway in white on red with a right arrow. Do you know where this sign was located that they're showing me in this photograph?
I would assume it is the one that was not.
Yeah, I don't need you to assume because, yeah, I want you to tell me if you know.
I do not know.
Okay.
As the photographs are very unclear. However, I would say that the writing on the sign immediately next to my vehicle is pretty clear, saying that with the directional arrow to the left indicating where I was parking is pay-to-park zone.
So the pay-to-park sign had a double arrow on it?
Yep, in both directions.
In your photograph, it looks like there's a barricade here behind the pay-to-park sign, or an A-frame traffic delineator. What is that?
That is on the sidewalk. I am not sure what that is.
Okay.
it's not in the road. And I would like to, one additional thing I'd like to point out is after I submitted this letter, a couple days later, this sign is now covered as well with a bag. So I'm not sure if that has any weight, but I think it shows that the company realized that their markings of the parking spaces were unclear.
So do you recall, is it just one space that, the space that you, your vehicle was parked in that was restricted, or was it more than one space, the whole block? How would you describe that?
I would say it's very unclear due to the signage, but I think it would be the space closest to the sign, so one space. And I think I could also argue that I was behind that space. If you look at exhibit A, bottom right-hand corner again, I think you can tell that the bottom rightmost corner is my vehicle, which is behind where the white van is parked in the photo of that I submitted. So I don't even think I was really in the that closest space.
When I look at the lower right-hand corner photograph in exhibit 8, this black lower right-hand corner, is that your vehicle?
I believe so.
Okay, and that would be the white van that you saw would be in between your vehicle and the sign?
I would say from the picture it would be like from the back wheel of the white van back, but there's enough, I think the white van could pull up enough that they would still have space there, I guess, is what I'm saying.
From the sign that we're in the middle of the photograph to the rear of your vehicle, that's the space you're talking about?
Yes.
To me, that doesn't look like enough space where a car could park.
Okay.
Am I hearing you correctly, though?
I think we might not be communicating clearly. I can just redact that part and just focus on the sign that's clearly showing that in that direction it's okay to park paid parking in my submitted photo.
Okay. But for me, I'm focusing on the not only the appearance of that pay-to-park sign, but also the appearance of the temporary signs. And one of the reasons why I keep harping back on this lower right-hand photograph is, it looks like it's either the front or rear of your car in the right-hand corner of that photo. Is that right? That's what we've established?
I would say so.
Okay. And so if that is your vehicle, which direction would your vehicle be facing? It would be facing
forward.
Well, forward, going to the left of the photo.
Yes.
Or towards that white vehicle in the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. So if this picture, it looks like it was taken outside from the front windshield of your vehicle or near there.
Mm-hmm. I think I know where you're going. Do you think that the sign is visible from the driver's seat, in fact? Is that kind of what you're...
Well, from what this picture seems to suggest is that the sign is at least noticeable or present from near the front driver's side exterior of the door.
Okay. Well, I can testify under oath that it was not visible to me at the time. And I think if you take into consideration that the sign is being slightly obscured by the tree from that angle, that moving at an angle down and to the right, it would be obstructed.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to tell me before I make a decision?
I think not.
I just want some more additional time to make a decision before so that I can review everything again. I am having quite some difficulty trying to decipher what the parking officer's photographs depict, and with that being the case, I'm not going to give you a decision right now, but I'll let you know by mail.
Okay.
And so I'll get that out to you as shortly as possible. It will be mailed to you at the same time that I mail it to the city. And hopefully it'll be within 2 weeks. The longest probably is 3 weeks. But either side, if either side disagrees with my decision, either you or the city can appeal my decision by filing a writ of review.
Okay.
But I will certainly explain the basis of my decision and point to any relevant laws in that order so that you understand what my thought processes are, and so the city also understands that.
Great.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Riggs, for taking the time to be here. I will get that to you shortly. The hearing is now closed.